It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Great little course, man.
Little course, long course.
Great course, though. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So beautiful part of New Jersey. You should check it out.
Yeah, right. You weren't too keen.
I cannot sell you on Jersey.
No, you'd never be able to. You weren't too keen on going there, though, and it turned out okay, see?
Well, because of the weather. Mm-hmm. And that big storm blew through, and there was, that course drains like it's nobody's business. It was amazing. I expect to see all these puddles, but when you're talking about championship course.
World class.
Right. It's the number three course in the country.
That's right.
So a lot of history. I think it was founded in 1895, something like that. And you can see it in the architecture. But yeah, I was a little concerned about that. And I was also a lot of concerned about my game because it stinks. But you have to play the game. It's a tough one. So it is what it is.
Right.
Met some famous people, though.
I know. You were giving me the rundown just now. It's pretty
Gino
good.
Martinez.
Yeah.
John Starks, who I'd met before.
Love John Starks.
Yeah. And some old hockey players from the Rangers who I wasn't aware of. Because I don't follow the Rangers. I would know.
Who are you, old-ass hockey player? What you do? You look like an old-ass hockey player. You's a goalie, you one of them other guys. I'm Brian. I'm about to tear my rotator cuff.
Didn't feel it at all. It feels great.
There's some like French-Canadian hockey player. Go, I met the guy, he played for Tejas. I don't know his name.
Exactly.
Maybe a year or two with the Saints. Very loud man. Very loud man.
That's pretty much how it went. Yeah, pretty much. So.
Well, that's good to
good
hear,
time,
man.
Though. Good cause, Ronald McDonald House. So great time.
For a good cause.
There you go.
That's the type of man you are.
Yes.
So yesterday, I said when we were talking about Kyrie Irving that I didn't think he was going to end up going anywhere, even with all the bluster that we had heard, because it was going to be difficult for a three-team or more trade to happen when you were looking at the teams that he put on a list, not that the Cavaliers are going to be beholden to those teams because it doesn't have a no-trade clause. When you looked at those deals, potential deals team to team, they were kind of difficult to figure out. And I know these general managers are smarter than we are for the most part when it comes to putting those things together. But now, if we are to believe all the stuff that we have heard since this happened, and yesterday, because this came out on like Friday night, this report. So everybody's talking about it amongst themselves Saturday, Sunday. But then when everybody came back to work on Monday, all the beat reporters, all the talking heads like us and TV people, then they had a bunch of stuff yesterday. And there was an article in Cleveland.com by a guy named Joe Varden that said that LeBron is now eager to for the Cavaliers to trade Kyrie Irving. So it's gone from he's very upset about it, and now he's eager for them to move on from Kyrie Irving. You get the Derrick Rose signing happening yesterday. LeBron tweets about that. So it seems to me that that relationship might be beyond repair. And if that is the case, then there's no doubt that he's gone.
Well, if we are to believe Richard Jefferson, his teammates for the last few years, and what's his podcast, Road Tripping? Road Tripping, no G at the end of tripping. He says it's about all the turmoil that Kyrie Irving has been subjected to, multiple coaches. You have turnover.
Well, you want to listen to it?
Well, listen to it. I was going to paraphrase, but,
nah,
but
let's just turn the horse's mouth. Yeah. Huh? Who cares? Well, who needs a paraphrase?
This horse isn't good enough.
Yeah, no, it's really not. I mean, might as well listen to the horse.
What am I pulling a buggy over here?
Yeah, I mean, you're like the donkey, and he's the horse.
I can't even pull. I can't even be a horse pulling a buggy. We got to go to a thoroughbred. All right, go to the thoroughbred.
Might as well.
I'll be the Clydesdale.
Richard Jefferson explaining that he kind of knows where Kyrie's coming from.
I don't think that there's a power struggle like with LeBron and Kyrie and Cap. I think Kyrie is a hyper-intelligent kid, really, really smart, doesn't get enough credit for how smart he is. And I think seeing that the franchise is in flux, I think seeing Griff leave and, you know, the amount of coaches, I think Kyrie has had a much tougher time in hit this stretch of the organization than anyone ever really wanted fully. He's a number one pick right after LeBron. Then he has three different coaches. Then LeBron comes back. You know, now there's trade rumors. Now it's LeBron's leaving. It's like at some point in time, even anybody would want some sort of stability, even if it's the unknown. And I'm not saying that – I don't know if he has to be traded. I don't know this. But I will say that he's had a tougher time, if you look at from start to where we are right now, of the ups and downs of a franchise more than most. Even though we've been successful and even though we've won a championship and he's been an all-star, there's still been so much of a wave. And to be like, yo, we're going to sit here for a whole year on whether or not LeBron's coming back, that's got to be tough on anybody, everybody.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm not going to fall for the banana in the pow pipe, okay?
Yes.
I would love to be cursed out by Richard Jefferson. Listen, though, you ma follow you. You need to get your ass together now. Okay?
I do not appreciate your attitude.
Yeah. You're not pulling your weight, LeBron. Come on, dude. Get with it. What the hell's wrong with you today, man? We're trying to win a title again.
Bro. What's happening, man?
Well, I understand a lot of what he's saying about the turmoil he has experienced. So you would think they're pretty stable right now other than Griff, but you still have LeBron there. But now you have to be mindful of what LeBron's going to do in the future. So if that's the source of his angst with the Cavaliers, having dealt with turmoil, having dealt with upheaval in this franchise – just come out and say that, because I don't want to hear about what's happened in the past. You won a title 2 years ago or a year ago. I don't want to hear about upheaval. You were able to overcome that. You were able to overcome 3-1 deficit. So now you have somewhat stability, maybe not in the front office, but you still have LeBron there. Now, if you are not sure and confident in what LeBron is going to do, go have a conversation with the dude and keep it between you two.
Yeah, there's a couple of things there. First off, you're right about the conversation thing. I don't like the fact that Kyrie Irving goes to, and his agent, they go to Dan Gilbert, and they have this discussion about him wanting out, and I guess LeBron wasn't any part of that at all. And now I don't like the fact that LeBron, after hearing this, just goes and tweets out a video of him nodding his head. If this partnership has worked, and it's worked at a very, very high level, and I think that these guys need to put away the pettiness, and if they want to play together, and Kyrie may be beyond that. He may be, but LeBron's got to find that out. And I'm not going to say that he's not a leader, because he clearly is a leader. He's one of the best players to ever play the game. When it's all said and done, he may be the best player to ever play the game. But if you really want to be a true leader, don't go to Twitter and nod your head to Meek Mill lyrics. Call the dude up, sit him down, and say, listen, man to man, let's hash this thing out. And if you come out of it saying that Kyrie is done, he doesn't want to be here any longer, we cannot repair this, then fine. But now you're doing like this social media back and forth nonsense and leak here and leak there, and Kyrie's camp is livid because they think the LeBron camp is leaking stuff. It's just so stupid.
Oh, I think they do that just to play with us, man. I think they are having those back channel conversations. That's the lay of the land social media, go out there, put your business in the street, or some of your business in the street, and let us go crazy about it. But
you, I don't think you that they've hope. Talked. You think I, that they've
I,
talked?
I would hope. And Richard Jefferson spoke to the relationship that they have enjoyed, and LeBron has said that this is his guy, and how he's family, and with family you have ups and you have downs. So I would hope they have talked at this point. Yes. And I'm going to believe that they have.
Yeah, I don't think that they have. I haven't heard. I'm sure that with all this detailed reporting we have gotten, that if they had spoken at all, then we would have heard about it at this point. And maybe it does come out in a little bit, but it just seems to me that LeBron was caught off guard by this Kyrie thing. He didn't even know about it until we knew about it. And even though it happened back on July 7th, he had no clue. And then when he found about it this weekend, he went nuts. But we'll see. How it gets handled from here, but it does not seem like this is something that is going to be repaired. And the most important thing that Richard Jefferson talked about was the future, and that's what I pointed to yesterday. Yeah. Was here's Kyrie Irving. I don't want to deal with this again. I had to deal with this the last time when he was coming here. He came here. It was great, even though he was on my ass constantly, LeBron, and he was riding me to be better and all this. And sometimes that gets a little bit tired, but still. And now I got to sit through an entire year of people. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? We don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to go to L.A.? I don't want that anymore. And we got the championship already. It's not like I haven't been able to be a big part of a championship team here in Cleveland. So what better time now to leave and to be the focal point of another organization than right now? There's no better time to do it. So forget about the trials and tribulations of Kyrie Irving in the past. It couldn't have been that bad. It's more about the future. As a 25-year-old, he doesn't want to be waiting around to figure out what the big guy's doing right, so that he can get his life in
order. Fine. You want to control your destiny and your fate? Fine. I understand that, but don't give me this. I'm tired of playing second fiddle to Batman over here. I'm tired of being joined at the hip with this guy who's helped lead me to a championship, who's brought stability to the organization. Fine. You know, don't give me that. Say, I don't like the instability that may be on the horizon, and so therefore I'm going to exercise my, even though you don't have an option, you're still in the contract for 3 more years, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to go to the brass and say, I want out of here. I want to trade because I don't know what's going to happen down the road. And let's see if they will adhere to that and adhere to his wishes, which I don't think they really are. I mean, you're going to have a blockbuster deal, as we discussed yesterday, for them to move Kyrie Irving. This guy's young. He's got a hell of a killer crossover. He carries like everyone else in the NBA, but it's still a damn good killer crossover. And he can take over a game. We've seen him do that in the finals. So what are you going to get in return, and what are people going to be willing to give up in return for him?
Yeah, and plenty, I think. And I just,
they're going to have to give up plenty. Yeah.
I wonder, though, if we're even going to get to a point where it's going to be okay for Kyrie Irving to come back and play for the Cavaliers. A lot's going to have to change. And if you think that they've spoken already and this is going on between the two of them back and forth, then there's no way that he's going to be able to walk back there. The only salvage that I could see on the horizon is if they sit down, they hash this out, and enough of this passive-aggressive nonsense that's going on, and then they end up coming to an agreement, let's going to go at it for one more year. I still think that that is a possibility. But also, I mean, the Cavaliers can't, just because Kyrie Irving wants out, can't just do that for him. So, I mean, this may drag on for a while. We had Andy Baskin from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He said that 12 teams contacted the Cavaliers about Kyrie Irving. So he could go anywhere. Now, if you're to believe also Stephen A. Smith, who yesterday said that he got a source from the LeBron camp that said that if they were in the same room together, that LeBron would be, it would be tough for LeBron not to beat Kyrie Irving's ass. How are you going to go from that?
That's family.
Hold me back.
That's family, man.
You're going to go from hold me back because I'm going to beat this guy's ass to them working in concert again.
It don't matter how I went. He tried to do something dirty, so that's why I'm going to beat his ass.
I don't know.
You beat up, well, you were only child, but you beat up your brothers, and sometimes your sister beat you up as a kid, right?
I don't know anything about it, man.
Yeah.
What about you, Pete? Yeah. You got a sister. Mike's got a sister. Did your sisters beat you up? Did you beat up your sisters?
No.
Okay.
But can't beat up your sister.
We verbally jawed.
Okay, yeah, verbally. Yeah, verbally. Okay, very good.
But, yeah, but I mean, brothers fight. They're two brothers. They're fighting. They love each other. They're going to fight. And I would be surprised if one or the other has not reached out to one or the other at this point.
Oh, I would not be surprised.
I would, after everything they've been through. Come on, they had to. Someone's picked up the phone. Maybe you haven't reached the other person, but someone has picked up the phone at this point.
If they have, and it's still at this point, then they're never going to be able to work it out. Now, I don't know where I stand. Right as I stand this morning, yesterday I was thinking there's no way a deal's going to be made. But at this point, there's no way they can play together anymore. So I don't even.
Sure, they can. You can get past this. I'm telling you, if LeBron goes to Kyrie, listen, this is my plan moving forward. I'm going to play one more year in Cleveland. That's it. That's all I can tell you. It's set in stone. One more year in Cleveland. After that, I'm not so sure.
And then Kyrie's going to say, I don't care about that anymore, man. I'm done with your, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is why I'm leaving. You think everybody has to wait for LeBron? It's like, you know, planning a party and looking at the weather the whole time. Is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? I don't know. Now, 50% chance, 60% chance. I don't know. Should we put the tent up to 10? Hey, at some point, you're sick of this.
Okay. All right. I'm tired of this waiting on you. This him and haw. Are you staying? Are you going? I need more than I'm just here for one more year. I need more than that, LeBron. Can you give me more than that?
He's going to say no. And he's all right, fine. Then trade me. Right. I'm done. I don't want
to
be here.
You know where I stand then. We've talked man to man. I can't sit here and wait on you to make your next move. I need to take ownership of my career and what I want to accomplish in this league moving forward. So I am going to continue to demand to be traded.
So you think that probably at this point Kyrie's going to end up getting traded?
No.
You still don't?
No.
I'm now 60-40, yes,
I'm 50-50.
Oh, well, that's not, I mean.
That's not what?
I mean, he's got to at least lean towards one way or another.
No, I'm leaning 50-50.
50-50 is a cop-out.
That is not a cop-out.
It's a cop-out.
I'm leaning 51-49.
To he's staying?
To he's staying.
All right.
They'll hash it out. Brothers, come on. Brothers in arms. Got a title together. They'll be fine.
I don't know
about
that.
He's
going to
give Kyrie more than he will give us. Which I understand. LeBron will sit down and say, this is the plan moving forward.
I'm still dreaming about him being a Knick. I'm just dreaming of that
press
conference.
Oh, wow. I thought you weren't going to fall for that.
Oh, I told you. I already kind of did. I'm trying not to get too excited about it because I know nothing good will happen for that organization. But I've dreamt about it. I've thought about it. Thought about that press conference. Jim Dolan playing.
You're already at the
New
press
York,
conference.
New York on his guitar. Yeah. I've got it all mapped out, man. It's going to be great.
It's not happening.
I think they're going to do a parade down the Canyon of Heroes just for his signing.
No way.
With the ticker tape. Just for him, 25-year-old superstar.
Now, when was, and I know Derrick Rose was here a year ago. He played all right, but he averaged 18 points a game. He hadn't done that in a few years because of the injuries. But the last great point guard here in New York.
The
would
last
have been
great
Starks. Well, Starks no, he didn't play really point. Who was the last great one? Been a while, huh?
Derek Harper.
D. Harper, yeah.
Chris Childs, maybe.
He played across the river.
Wasn't Felton here?
Oh, Jason Kidd, but he was done by the time that, come on. You can't really say that Jason Kidd at
Kidd
that
didn't play
stage.
With the Knicks.
Yeah, he did.
Was he with the Knicks,
absolutely
too?
Absolutely did, yeah. The year that they actually were okay.
Damn.
Now, I mean, he was a shell of himself. Can you even consider that?
All right, so, okay, you can dream then. It's been a while. That's the point I was trying to make. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Derek Harper.
Mark Jackson.
Great.
Jackson was after Harper.
Though. Great.
Mark was damn good.
Yeah, but a great point guard. Mark
he was
Jackson.
A hell of a point guard. Okay, maybe not great.
He just used to back people down with his big butt. That's all he used to do.
All right. Point made. It's been a while. So I understand why you're dreaming about a parade down the Canyon of Heroes. That's the point I was trying to make. All right. That long.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some other really bad ones. Charlie Ward.
It wasn't bad.
Charlie Ward. I mean, he wasn't good either.
He was good. He wasn't bad.
Stop it. Charlie Ward, I mean,
wasn't good.
Compared to some of the slop we've seen now. Well, we all know that that drought's going to end with Frankie Ntilikina.
There you go.
We all know it's going to end with him. Yeah, Ntilikina. It's funny that people butcher that name so bad. I was listening to WFAN yesterday. Two guys just blatantly butchering the name, not even trying to get it right, using the same mispronunciation with it.
Both are identical?
Yeah. Entilikina. That's what they were saying. Entilikina. Entilikina.
Entilikina. Stephon Marbury.
That guy was more known for like ruining the team and setting them back and great.
I was trying to help out Knicks fans. Apparently, I'm not helping.
Yeah, I mean, the Marbury era here is not a good, not one you think back with nostalgia, good nostalgia. It's more like heartburn. So, I mean, he won't even come back to the States because people hate his guts so much.
He comes back.
No, he does. He said it. I watched him say it in an interview. Why would I ever go back there? They love me here. They hate me there. That's what he said.
He's been back. Comes back from time to time. He just sneaks in and out. But he's right. They do love him there.
Yeah. So that's my
point. Go where they love you.
Yep. Starberry.
Why not?
855-212-4CBS.
Back to Lubbock. They love me.
That's right. L.A. Lubbock area. Is Kyrie going to go, or do you think they're going to work this out and he's going to stay? 855-212-4227. We're coming right back.
This is two-time NBA champion Shane Battier, and you're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
What does that say on your hat?
It's Mitchell and Ness.
Yeah, it's a Hartford Whalers hat.
Oh, cool. So you'll
flip it around for you.
Old school.
Yeah.
Who's Mitchell and Ness?
Oh, you don't know Mitchell & Ness. No. They're the company that makes all the throwback jerseys and memorabilia stuff.
Oh, okay.
So they are the leader in throwback jersey stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Mike's taking a picture.
You got to put the hat backwards again for the
picture. Yeah, you look like Seabass with it that way. Yeah, turn around. There you go.
It's Andrew Borges.
There he is. Look at Borges.
Seabass.
Look at Borges. Oh, look at him. I said he was reading the Cool Dad's Handbook this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing today.
Where's the chain wallet back at your desk?
Hacky sack.
Oh. Hacky sack after work. All right. Get distracted easily.
Some calls to get to. We've got Borges here and also the Tiffany PR person emailing Mikey B yesterday.
This is after we disclosed the info?
Yes.
Was he upset?
Well, we'll find out after this update. Borges, take it away.
Guys, our friend Bugatti Casino didn't...
Stole, no doubt.
And his friend Cowboys Wide Out Lucky Whitehead says he didn't steal no candy bars and Mountain Dew or whatever else he's accused of taking from a Virginia convenience store in the early morning hours of June 22nd. Whitehead then missed a July 6th court date, triggering a new charge. And once news reached the Cowboys yesterday, they cut Whitehead, but his lawyer has shown NFL Network flight records that put Whitehead in Dallas when the robbery happened. He didn't arrive in the D.C. area until after 10 a.m. that morning. They say this is a case of mistaken identity. Andrew Luck will start Colts training camp on the PUP list, but GM Chris Ballard says Luck has had no setbacks since offseason shoulder surgery. He is still expected to be healthy for week one. And free agent QB Robert Griffin III, they expected a workout for the Chargers today. The Cleveland Cavaliers were busy Monday officially promoting Kobe Altman to general manager after serving as the interim replacement for David Griffin. And they've reportedly signed Derrick Rose to a one-year deal for the veterans minimum of $2.1 million. And Pau Gasol has re-signed with the Spurs reportedly for 3 years and 48 mil. J.D. Martinez now officially an Arizona Diamondback.
The 1-2 and a high fly ball deep center field. And that ball is going to go. Gone. Three-run homer. J.D. Martinez, his first Diamondback hit.
As called by Greg Schulte on Diamondbacks Radio, it came in a 10-2 defeat of the Braves. Martinez came over in a trade last week, then missed time with a bruised left hand thanks to a hit by pitch. Before the loss, Atlanta sent lefty Jaime Garcia to Minnesota for a pitching prospect. Cody Bellinger's three-run homer, bottom eight, pulled the Dodgers past the Twins 6-4. Clayton Kershaw reportedly to miss 4 to 6 weeks with his new back injury. Manager Dave Roberts said scans showed no disc issues like last season. It's just a strain. Houston hammered Philly 13-4. Jose Altuve.
Disc envy.
Jose Altuve 4-for-4, 3 RBI and 3 runs scored. His second straight 4-hit game. His hit streak now at 16 games. The Red Sox took a 4-0 loss in Seattle. The Royals won their 6th straight, 5-3 in 12 in Detroit. And Cleveland won its 4th straight, 6-2 over the Reds in a makeup game from May 25th. And you can now buy Conor McGregor's suit from his initial press conference with Floyd Mayweather, the one with a curse stitched in his pinstripes. It'll only cost you $6,500, and each is handmade, so it takes 12 to 15 weeks for delivery.
Oh, so you can buy a replica. Not yeah. He didn't put the one he wore up on
No. But okay. You can buy the people that made it will make you one now as well.
Oh, for only $6,500.
That's it.
I wonder how that would go over on CBS. Huh, make it one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be something else.
Yeah.
I should get one
for Texas OU week.
Yeah. Says Boomer Sooner right down the pin.
No, I would not be saying that.
It would just blur you completely out. It would just be a blotch on the screen.
Well, Adam, this first half was exciting stuff.
Just teeth. Oh, you see.
That would be something else. All right.
I'm going to get that. OU. Yeah.
I feel like it's May again. We've got our NBA expert, Ben, in New Jersey on the line.
Oh.
The guy used to call every day during the NBA postseason towards the end of the regular season. Ben, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, man?
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Great, yeah, Ben.
Breather.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I felt like I had to chime in today, enjoying the back and forth on the Kyrie-LeBron thing. LeBron, man, good thing he's post-NBA career. He's going to Hollywood, man. Drama just seems to follow this guy. I just feel like Kyrie isn't going to go anywhere. Guys, he's got 3 years left on his deal. He's got no leverage. And unless some team comes up with just some ridiculous offer for him, I'm like, holding on. You're going to hold on to that guy. You're not going to move him off. And Kyrie's talking about he wants his own team. Well, why not wait a year? Because it looks like LeBron's going to bolt, and then you're going to have your own team, and then you're going to win 25 games. You know, you're not going to sniff the playoffs, and then you're going to be upset that management can't get you talent to surround you. So Kyrie is going nowhere with this debate. He's going to ultimately just settle. This reminds me of Shaq and Kobe, which is more mild than this version where, you know, these guys couldn't stand each other. But the minute they stepped on that floor, it was just magic between those guys. So I just feel like this is going to blow over once camp starts and Kyrie with this whole game. And then LeBron will bolt, and he'll be fine with that. Your thoughts on that, guys?
Well, if it reminds you of Shaq and Kobe, how did that end up, though, at the end?
Yeah, true, but I feel like Kyrie, he's going to be there for several more years. I don't think they're going to move him, and I felt like Shaq was at the end of his prime there, and so they felt it was time for him to move on. Whereas LeBron is a free agent, so he can ultimately
right.
Hold.
But if you're the Cavaliers, and the only hope that you have now that LeBron is going to stay is to satisfy everything he wants. And at this point, if you're to believe the reports that he's eager for them to trade Kyrie and he wants to punch him or beat his ass, as Stephen A. Smith said, are you telling me that you're not going to honor that? Because then you're basically packing his bags for him.
His final year in Cleveland, if they bolt Kyrie, who's going to help him try to get to the final and win another NBA championship? Because Kyrie is the perfect wingman.
I mean, it depends who they get back in a deal. You don't know. I mean, that's Kyrie Irving. You're going to trade Kyrie Irving. You're getting something back.
You better.
I mean, you're not going to get a couple of nets and a few balls and maybe a pair of shorts. So,
I understand where you're coming from, Ben, and it makes sense. Kyrie, you want to be the focal point? Well, just sit still. Let's say LeBron does leave after next season. You will be the focal point. Exactly. And then who are you going to have around you? Who's going to be your wingman if LeBron chooses to exercise his freedom? Who's going to be there? It's just going to be your ass. You're going to be by yourself.
And he's already proven that he can't carry a team.
Right.
He's seen the LeBron game, they couldn't even sniff the playoffs in the East. He's going to be like Carmelo, where, you know, you're an individually talented scorer, but, you know, you don't make anybody around you better. As great as Kyrie is offensively, he doesn't really do anything besides, you know, that to help make his teammates better. And without a number one, like LeBron on his team, he's already proven he's exposed. And even this year, every game LeBron missed when Kyrie was on the court, they couldn't win a game without him. So Kyrie is just in over his head with this statement. And wherever he goes, he's talking about San Antonio. Good luck with Popovich. He's not going to put up with that. Same in Miami and even a place like Minnesota, Thibodeau. You probably would want him because the guy just can't even spell defense. So I don't know where Kyrie's going with this, you know, schemes. If Phoenix offered me Devin Booker for Kyrie, what do you think about that? I'd make that trade in an instant.
Well, I mentioned when we were going through the awards for next year, I said that Devin Booker was going to win the most improved player. So I'm high on Devin Booker. If you could get Devin Booker back for Kyrie, I think you could do a hell of a lot worse than that, for sure.
How much does he need to improve? Because I like his game. I've always liked his game.
Well, he's just young. That's all.
Oh, he can shoot.
Yeah, no, he's great. Yeah. He's just got so much talent, but he's still raw, is my point. I mean, he hasn't put it all together consistently. I mean, he put up, what, that 60-point whatever that game, that one night. It just consistently, there's too many off nights right now.
More consistency from you, Mr. Booker.
Yeah, with a lot of talent. But, yeah, I mean, that would be something. That would definitely be a way to go. I haven't seen that. I don't know if Ben's making that up. Or that's
and how many
thing.
Guys out there, and I would say a lot, are clamoring to hitch their wagon to LeBron James? I'm sure quite a few.
Sure, but it's also that same thing that Kyrie is thinking, though, because if you're a guy under contract, and if you get traded, you get traded. There's some people that can dictate where they get traded. There's others who can't. But they'll probably think, well, how long is he going to stay there? What, I mean, what if we go, I go there and then it doesn't work out, and then he goes to L.A.
Right,
and Paul George goes to L.A., and then I'm sitting here in Cleveland with Dan Gilbert as my boss and looking at a river that's on fire.
Well, that's why you have to have the reassurances behind the scenes from LeBron. Hey, man, I'm putting my NBA life, at least for this short period of time, in your hands, LeBron. You got to give me more than that. I'm just going to play out the rest of this 1 year of the contract. And
what if he doesn't, though? I mean,
well, if he doesn't and you don't have that security that you need, you don't go to Cleveland. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to come play with you, but if you're not going to be there, why come? No, and I'm not just going to do it for 1 year.
Kyrie Irving, will he stay? Will he go? 855-212-4CBS. Also coming up next, another one of these quarterbacks without a job may have one before Colin Kaepernick, and a Tiffany update. We know you want one of those. Coming right back.
This is Kevin from Youngstown, and every day I start my morning with listening to Gio and Jones in the morning.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We got to go to Broski in Milwaukee. How can we have him wait?
Broski.
Broski, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Broski.
Broski's up.
Broski, yeah. Got to get to work, man. On my way.
Very good. What's on your mind, man? What a massive disappointment.
Come on, Broski.
Jeez, Broski. See if his phone
Broski
cleared up a little bit. Man, I'm all excited about Broski. We lead the segment with him, and then there it is. He's gone. My
loser.
Yeah.
No. Phone's a loser.
It wasn't his fault, Pete.
Wow. Broski back?
All right, Broski's there. Try it again, Broski. Go ahead. This
Good morning. You hear me?
Yeah, we got you now, Broski.
Right on, man. Yeah, I don't believe Kyrie's leaving, man.
Okay,
why not?
I believe the Cavs are gonna keep him in because they ain't gonna get nothing for Kyrie. Kyrie, they missed their opportunity. You know, when George was out there and everyone else to get that trade done, they needed to get it done then instead of trying to mess with Love, trying to get rid of Love and some other figures. You know, they needed to go after some guys then.
Well, that's an
interesting... They ain't going to get nothing. They're going to have to patch it up and work together.
Interesting point, because I'm sure those in Indiana's camp and Chicago's camp were probably saying, well, give us Kyrie Irving, make him part of the package, and we'll ship Jimmy Butler to you, or we'll ship Paul George to you. And the Cavs at that time, even though David Griffin wasn't really steering the ship, those who were, I was saying, you must be crazy. No way we're going to give you a 25-year-old guy that is a perennial all-star and who has 3 years left on his deal. We're not going to include him in a package for George or Butler. Now he comes out and wants to be traded. Like, damn, why didn't you say that a couple weeks ago?
Well, yeah, and I think it was just 1 week was the difference. In the original reporting, there was a deal for Paul George that fell apart where he would end up with the Cavaliers. And then 7 or 8 days later, Kyrie had that meeting saying he wanted to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal wasn't good enough for Indiana. Now, Indiana, of course, would probably had some trepidations about trading Paul George to Cleveland, dealing with a rival and seeing him all the time. I'm sure that was part of it. But you're getting Kyrie Irving back. I mean, then the shoe was on each foot. I don't know if that makes any sense.
All your foots.
Yeah. Right. Then you're both wearing that shoe at the same time.
It works for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Gio and Jones purposes, yeah.
But, yeah, it's got to be frustrating as hell. Yeah, Jimmy Butler and Paul George are not out there, and that would be a trade chip for him. Doesn't mean they can't get anything for him, though. I mean, when someone like that's available,
yeah,
someone's going to give you 12 teams called up I'm sure they're offering something. So there's still a long way to go with this. I don't think they ain't going to get nothing, as Broski said. I think there's a chance they may get something. All right. RG3 is getting a tryout from your L.A. Chargers. Anthony Lynn out there.
Chargers.
Your Chargers. That's your boy,
Cowboys,
man.
Move to L.A.
You like that? You hope the Chargers do well because your buddy Anthony Lynn's coaching them. That's a fair thing to say.
That's not my team.
It's a fair thing to say. Stop.
Well.
It's a fair thing to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm rooting for him, too.
Why?
Well, because of him. Oh. I liked him when he came in here. Okay. He's a good dude. I'm not allowed to root for one of your friends now. I got to be so combative over everything. Trying to be a nice guy.
You ain't going to root for nobody. I know.
I hope he does well out there with the L.A.
Awesome,
Chargers.
Greg. It's okay for you to root for my friends.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Especially Richard Jefferson.
So, yeah, they've got a quarterback room. It's got some old dudes in it.
They got some young dudes in there, too.
Well, the two dudes that they have is 1 and 2 are old. Phillip Rivers, 36, and Kellen Clemens, 34.
Yep.
Anthony Lynn apparently has been vocal about getting younger in that quarterback room.
Got Mike Bercovici, the great Bercovici. Yeah. Yes.
The great Bercovici.
Yes.
He was a magician prior to getting into football. But RG3, he, to me, the fact that anybody is looking at him, it annoys me to no end, because the Kaepernick comparison between the two of them, like, there is proof that RG3's teammates hated his guts. There is not proof that Kaepernick's teammates hated
his
guts.
Thank you. And everyone keeps peddling that Bull Dookie story. Oh, he was a cancer in the locker room. No, he wasn't.
This guy was. Nobody liked him.
But he wasn't at Cleveland. Maybe because he got hurt so early in his tenure there.
Wasn't even around.
He was in the tub instead of hanging with the club. Maybe that's why he's trying to learn how to slide. I was surprised to hear this, but Pep Hamilton, his old coach there at Cleveland, Pep has now moved on to Michigan. He did a year ago. I think it was a year ago. Maybe it was just this offseason. Anyway, so Pep has been working with him, and Pep says the ball is just jumping out of his hand. He looks great. He's healthy. And Pep was also at Stanford with Andrew Luck. He's at Indy with Andrew Luck. And so he knows when the ball's jumping out of the quarterback's hand. But I was surprised at this move as well. But I'm not surprised Anthony's involved with this. Coach Lynn, remember, he had Tyrod Taylor at Buffalo. So he's worked with these quarterbacks who are adept at moving around and getting outside the pocket and using their wheels. So we'll see if there's a fit there. I was surprised that RG3 before Colin Kaepernick will get a shot at the NFL.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Getting back into the NFL.
And it's not official that he signed or anything.
No,
it's more
he's just a trial.
They're gonna work him out.
Right, he gets a workout.
And they may just laugh in his face. He may break himself in the workout. You never know. His arm might just fly right out of his socket attached to the football.
It seems like he's been in the league a long, long time, but he's only 27.
Well, really,
I mean,
is.
All the storylines surrounding him. Yeah.
It's been a long, like, 4 or 5 years with him. It's nonstop stuff.
Something.
Right. Speaking of drama, here's your Tiffany update.
80s pop icon Tiffany.
Yeah, so she did not join us on the show Friday. Mm-mm. Totally blew us off. We're going to have her on to make fun of her Long Island Lizards halftime appearance. So she didn't call that day. We got an email from her, one of her people in her camp, if we're going to stick with that, saying that all her stuff got stolen from out of her green room.
I was robbed.
And they were up all night filing police reports, and she forgot to set her alarm in the mayhem of all of that. She forgot to set her alarm. So I thought it sounded like bull crap. Everybody else did except for Bogish. Bogish did some incredible reporting yesterday. I sent a text out as well. Bogish contacted both the Hofstra University, where this allegedly happened, their university spokespeople, to see if there was an incident. That came back negative. He also contacted the Hempstead Police Department. That came back negative. That's the town in which this happened. I contacted Nassau County Police. That came back negative. So basically, we believe that this is a lie at this point. And this same guy who I believe lied to us in that email with this elaborate lie reached out to Mikey B again saying, Tiffany is still available for you. Let me know if we can work something out.
you're at the top of the list.
How long is that list? That's what I want to know.
We're everywhere on the list. Top,
exactly.
Bottom,
you guys
middle.
Get priority.
Yeah. Wow.
Thanks.
First, then Schwartz.
We have arrived. It just took us a few years, but we've arrived now.
Have you finally come around on this bogus? You were the lone wolf yesterday that this guy was telling the truth about this lie about the stolen goods from her green room. Do you finally agree with us?
Well, I'm not going to argue with the police and assume that there's not a cover-up involving the hijack, the great hijack of 2017. I cannot believe that a person whose job it is to lie and spin and do whatever would come up with such an elaborate story for no reason.
Well, they got you because they were lying. Okay? Just admit it. You were wrong. We were right.
Well, I think that there was a reason. It just wasn't a good reason. I mean, the reason was to make us not angry about her not calling into the radio show, to make us feel bad. I mean, people do that in life all the time. Oh, I'm sorry. They'll make up a story about, you know, this happened with my kid, this happened with this person, when it could be a lie. And they're like, oh, geez, I understand now. I totally get it. So that's what that person was doing, was now instead of us going, why didn't Tiffany call? It's friggin' Tiffany. Why she can't
Tiffany.
She can't call a radio show? And then you say this and everybody expects to go, oh, I'm so sorry. Tell her we're sorry. It's okay. Don't worry about it. That's what he was trying to do.
Well, I know what he was trying to do. I guess I expect more from, again, a professional liar, that he wouldn't give us something that would raise suspicion or make us check on it. But like, if he called and said, oh, she lost her voice singing, and we go, oh, that stinks. Like, but like, to give us something that could be fact checked,
well, he didn't
still makes no
us
sense to me.
Fact check. Fact check.
Yeah, fact check.
Yeah. Well, we do that a lot too on this show. He didn't expect us to go to the links in which we did. He didn't know you guys had all these contacts with the authorities, and so he was like, well, that would be empathetic, and that's it, and we'll move on.
And you're assuming that the guy who's working PR for Tiffany is good at what he does. You got to think, just like the dramatic fall from where Tiffany was to where she is now, that this guy might have had the same fall. Like, he might have had real good clients.
Or never got there. Yeah.
Yeah, in the 80s. Or, yeah, or maybe this is his first client. You don't know. I mean, we're not dealing with PR for Beyonce here. We're dealing with PR for Tiffany.
How about we interview him? What's his name, Mikey B?
Well, let's leave that at this
point. What was his name? Yeah. Give me the first name. Can I have a name? First.
Dennis.
It's Raul. Sharp Eye.
That's right.
Sharp Eye told you as you were wrong. He would have had this cleared up just like that.
I mean, do we bring Tiffany on? And
no, we bring this dude on.
And call her out?
And grill him about it?
Yes. Why'd you lie to us? Why would you think such an elaborate lie would throw us off the scent?
No. There's no way he's going to be able to prove it now. And, but then again, it's like, is it even worth just wrecking this guy? Because that's what's going to happen.
No.
And there's no reason to have Tiffany on anymore now. That's just out of spite. We can't have her on.
No. Even though we're at the top of the list.
You know what I mean? We have priority.
We'll pass.
Moving on up.
Give our spot to somebody else.
Sorry, Good Morning America. She's got to go on Gio and Jones this morning. Who is this? Matt Lauer again? Listen, Tiffany's got to do this radio interview. I don't know how many times I told you. So just pipe down. And maybe we'll put him on. Embarrass him. Mm. Lie to us. Get away with it.
Yeah. And Bogus bought it.
I know he did. Gullible, cool dad Bogus.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, when your kids get to be teenagers, they're going to be so happy.
Yes. They'll wear him out. Dad'll believe anything.
Gio and Jones coming right back. CBS Sports Radio.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones? Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26. Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.